with your hosts, Jordan Mills, Matt Pfeffer, and TJ Nocall. This is the Fifth Line Podcast.
Cromwell with a shot they made. Follow-up hit! Oh, what a save by Sergei Bobrovsky!
And there's going to be a fight. Gold Kraut! Oh, he just unloaded with a right hand right into the kisser of Milan Lucic! Here's Ryan Johansson with a puck down low for Boom Jenner, and he scores! It's tipped to the neutral zone. Foligno's got it. Comes in, shoots to the empty net, and he scores! A hat trick for Nick Foligno! Down to Jack Johnson, back in a shot, and he scores! And I got two words for you! Game over!
What is up, Fifth Line? We're here. We're here. We're at Yogi's.
Yep.
We're at Yogi's in Dublin on Hard Road for the Yingling. Is it Yingling?
Yep. Yingling celebrity bartending event.
Yes. And we are going to be joined here shortly by a few jackets, and they're going to be giving brews out. And this is for the CBJ Foundation. We have David Savard, Kirby Reichel, and Ryan Murray. And I will have to tell you, this is a packed house in here.
That it is. And since you guys haven't heard a third voice on here, Jordan's not with us tonight. It's just me and Matt tonight.
He is doing his American duty, apparently, right now.
Going to visit Mr. Donald Trump.
Yes, so he committed to that before he committed to us. So bros before schmoes, maybe?
Sure.
We'll go with that.
We'll run with it.
Yeah, we'll run with that. So anyway, Mike Todd's here, the Yingling. People are here. There's a great contingency of Fifth Liners. Is that what
I don't know? You're trying to use presidential terms.
I am using
we're
big
keeping
words.
These separated. We're separating hockey from state.
We kind of had a rough weekend, and you know,
it has. Poor Ohio sports this weekend. I mean, other than the Columbus Crew, it's been a rough weekend.
Yeah,
Buckeyes lost. Bengals lost. The Browns didn't even play.
Yeah, they won because they didn't play. So
Blue Jackets lost on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll dive into that in a little bit. NASCAR was this week, the final race.
Oh my gosh, we're not bringing up
yes.
Jordan's not here.
Yes.
We're skipping on past
yes.
NASCAR now. That was
no,
the plug.
No. Jeff Gordon, it was the last race for the legend. So kudos to him. My guy got third, and I was happy about that. So NASCAR's over, so we'll continue the start NASCAR rants. We'll have the boogity boogity report later later on this year. But we're here at Yogi's on Hard Road here in Dublin, and we want to talk a little bit about hockey. That's what we're supposed to do, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. We just got over last night. We lost to San Jose 5-3. Heartbreaker. As usual, it was like deja vu, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it time and time again with this team. Take a nice, comfortable lead. We had a 3-1 lead in the game. And then it was just a matter of, the third period.
Yeah.
And it just completely turned over. I mean, they had a 4-3 lead late in the game over the Blue Jackets. And as soon as we pulled the net out, Boone Jenner made a turnover right in front of the net, which resulted in the empty netter and kind of put the game away. But that was just kind of the story of how the last period of that game went. It was just one unfortunate play after another kind of led to the demise on Saturday night.
Yeah, it wasn't like we weren't playing. It's just that it's almost like the Cincinnati Bengals right now. They're just not playing the whole game.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, that's something that the players are going to have to get used to. They're going to have to learn how to play 60 to 70 minutes. And,
yep,
and every coach preaches that.
Yeah, they got to play Jackets hockey from start to finish because we've seen it in a lot of these losses. They'll play, you know, 57, 58 solid minutes of Blue Jackets hockey, but it's those 2 minutes where they make mistakes or they try something different, try something fancy, and it results in goals against us. And then you look at the scoreboard and you see the results.
Yeah, and now I'm going to live more in the past than you were. I'm not going to live in yesterday. I'm going to live in Friday night. Friday night, who gets the shutty? Our best friend, Bob. The number one cop on the force gets a
4-0
shutout.
4-0 shutout. And not to mention that the shot count was so lopsided in that game. Nashville had 39 shots on goal. I think the Blue Jackets also blocked another 20, almost 30 shots in that game.
Yeah.
It was just a ridiculous onslaught from one of the top teams in the league right now. And Blue Jackets shut them out.
Yeah, it was a wonderful way to see how everybody reacts differently to certain situations. And Nashville is not a pushover team.
Not at all. They're sixth in the league at the time when we beat them, too.
Right. And so we're playing a formidable foe right there. And then, you know, the next night before that, we play a winnable game against Ottawa.
And the favor gets returned. We got shut out 3-0.
Right. We get shut out 3-0.
Granted, that was a very hard physical game the night before against Nashville.
Yeah.
But you still got to try and go out there and make something happen. I mean, we really don't know what could have been going on in that situation. Because, yeah, Ottawa was a winnable game.
Yeah.
We just couldn't. And I don't think the Blue Jackets played bad. We just couldn't get offense going.
Right. And one of the things I'm getting kind of sick of is I'm tired of living and dying by playing behind. We've been pulling the goalie for so long in some of these games, and I'm sitting here like, God, can we just not pull the goalie for once and just get a lead, you know?
Yeah, but it seems like every time we do have a lead, that's when we get back and play defensive, and then that's when we make the mistakes and give up. A lot of the games we've been winning, unless it's like Nashville and we beat them 4-0, a lot of the games we've won, we've come from behind at some point in the game to win them. But the games that we have nice, comfortable leads is when we have that 2-3 minute lapse and we give up several goals and end up giving away the game.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where I kind of go back to a couple years ago. Like during this time about a couple years ago, right when we made the playoffs, we had this thing called bipolar CBJ, because you go in one game and just get smashed. And then the next game, you're smashing the other guy.
And the worst part is, though, is a lot of the times the winnable games were the ones that we were getting beat, and the ones where we were playing the tougher teams were the ones that we were going in and just kind of wiping the floor with.
Right.
Them.
And so it's really funny how this season is almost mirroring the season a couple years ago where we made the playoffs. You know, everybody's got us counted out right now. And granted, we don't look good on paper. There's a lot of guys in the minus column in the plus-minus section. We have some guys that are hovering with their goals. Scott Hartnell and Boone Jenner are leading the team in goals right now and points. And
I believe Brandon Sod is actually leading in goals on the team currently.
Oh, really? I'm currently going over my stats. I was prepared, and now I'm not. I feel dumb.
Well,
but
as we
I
are
always
speaking,
do
I
feel
will
dumb.
I will pull up the Blue Jacket stats here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going through box scores right now. I'm looking at the Nashville game, which that was a gem. And not just that, because we have a bromance with Smashville Proud down in Nashville.
You are actually correct. Scott Hartnell and Boone Jenner both have 16 points. Boone Jenner with 11 goals. Scott Hartnell and Brandon Sod both have 9.
See, I think I knew what I was talking about, but I didn't know. I know what I was talking about. So anyway, we are just getting ready to do some celebrity bartending. We're going to make some money for the CBJ Foundation. Mike Todd's in the house. He's on. Look, I'm pointing right at Mike, and he's giving me this weird look. I'm just like pointing, yeah, he's, but anyway.
And, you know, just a quick thought here, too. We were talking about the comparisons to Steve's stuff. I mean, the Blue Jackets are sitting at 8-14 right now. It's not a good record by any means.
No.
We haven't lost any games in overtime, so we're losing points out by not getting to overtime at the least. But, I mean, if you look at the standings right now in the wild card position, the two wild card teams are at 23 points. New Jersey's at 20 games played. New York Islanders at 21. We've played 22, so we played 1 to 2 more games than those guys. I mean, we're 7 points out. It's not a good position, but when you're only at, like, a quarter mark of the season, it's not impossible to overcome those deficits and get back up into the standings.
Some people want to watch the world burn, but us fifth-liners, we're optimistic. We want to see it shine. So we have a bright spot. There's bright spots on this team. We can turn this thing around and make a run because, really – if you're not – we always perform in March. We went on that god-awesome streak in December last year. So there are great possibilities with the Blue Jackets.
Oh, yeah,
I just
have a feeling that at any point in time this season, we're going to see the Blue Jackets break out into a nice – maybe not another 8, 9, 10-game winning streak, but I think we're going to have one of those months again where we maybe only lose 1 or 2 games. It's either going to overtime or we're winning games.
Yes.
And that's going to help turn the season around a little bit for
us. And in my opinion, I think the puppy therapy that came into the building today will help the team. Jody, if you don't know, Jody Shelley brought his puppy golden retriever in. And if you know anything about Torts is all about rescuing what they call bully dogs, you know, pits and, you know, and you can get, I mean, you got to remember, Torres is a tough guy. He was down all fours playing with a puppy, and puppy therapy always helps. So I believe the team's turning a corner, and we're going to make Jody Shelley's puppy the lucky puppy.
Absolutely. All right, well, on that note, we're going to turn a corner here and take a quick break. When we come back, we might have a little surprise for you guys. So
I like surprises.
Yeah, so stay tuned here on the Fifth Line Podcast. Welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast, everybody. Matt and TJ here, and we are joined by our special guest, Kirby Reichel, forward for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Kirby, welcome into the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Great to have you on here. You recently got called up, what was it, 5 games ago now?
Yeah.
Was it 5 or 6 games? You've kind of had a bit of a roller coaster to with the Blue Jackets this season, haven't you? Constantly made some travels back and forth between here and Cleveland.
Yeah.
But we're glad to have you up here. You've been doing well, too. Three assists already in 6 games this season with the team.
Yeah, it's been a bit crazy for sure, being up and down and, you know, not really knowing what's going to happen each day. But, you know, you try to take it in stride, and no matter if you're in Cleveland or Columbus, you know, be the best you can be every day.
How's the transition right now? Like, are everybody in the room kind of, like, taking everything in stride with all the injuries right now, kind of, you know, like, you know, with Dubinsky and, you know, Toot and Golbeff? I mean, it's the transition, you know, everybody's kind of stepping up right now, like, next man up kind of mentality right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, injuries are part of sports, and, you know, guys have to step up and, you know, fill their roles, especially when key players go out like that. But, you know, hopefully we can get them back in the lineup soon.
How is it playing with Josh again, now that he's up, kind of filling in?
Yeah, it's good. You know, I played with him obviously last year, and you know, a little bit this year too. And you know, I think we're kind of comfortable playing with each other for sure. You know, going out each night, we're just trying to, you know, produce and, you know, do something. And I think so far, you know, with the time that we've gotten, we've done a pretty good job.
You obviously played some in Springfield. How is it now playing in Cleveland in, like, a professional quality arena and stuff like that, and being so close to the city now where your guys' travel times back and forth are a lot shorter? What's it like being up there this season?
Yeah, it's awesome. Everyone's so excited to be there, playing in a great arena in Quick and Loans. It's, you know, awesome atmosphere. The fans are great. The city's great. And, you know, all the boys are really, really happy to be there.
Have you ran the LeBron James yet?
No, not yet.
What about any of the Cavaliers? Have you ran any of those guys around there?
No, not yet. It's kind of tough because we both have practice rinks. We don't really practice there, only on game days. So we don't really get to see each other too much.
Gotcha. And I thought, like, maybe LeBron would kind of, like, you know, rub some of that championship magic on you guys, and, you know.
Yeah, maybe we should bring him in.
Can
I don't
he
know.
Skate?
You That's guys, what we you guys know. Might be able to bring the first championship to Cleveland.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Guys are playing. I'd say the Monsters are playing well, but now that you're down here,
up. Well, yeah, I guess down is Columbus, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know. What do you want to say? North, south, up, down. All right. So, one of the things that we like to do with everybody that kind of comes on, we like to ask you, like, a few questions.
Okay. Cool.
And we want to get some We want to get some good responses. Okay. So I'm gonna ask you some good ones. Okay. First off, favorite funny movie.
Step Brothers.
Step Brothers? That's a classic.
Who would be your stepbrother on the team?
Probably Josh, for sure.
Oh, that's great. That sounds like do you guys? I can see you guys, like, you know, having, like, little fist fights out in the middle. Like,
yeah.
That'd be funny. All right, so now if you're in a zombie apocalypse, who would be your partner in crime? Like, who? Like, out of all the Jackets, Monsters, whoever, who would be your partner in crime if you had to go into a zombie apocalypse and try to survive?
Probably Michael Chaput, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, he's my roommate, and we usually play together too. So.
Is he good with a bow and arrow?
I don't know. I've never really seen him, but you know, hopefully.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm a Daryl guy, so I'm like, dude, crossbow? Yeah, let's do that.
He doesn't pick it based on survival skill ability. He just picks it off of friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
We are the bestest friends. We will survive. All right, favorite childhood toy?
Childhood toy? Probably mini sticks for sure.
Mini sticks? Yeah, that's a big thing.
Spoken like a true hockey player, yeah, too. Yeah. Wasn't Legos, Lincoln Logs, anything
like
that.
No G.I. Joes, no Transformers. No Ninja Turtles, nothing.
So that's where I went wrong. That's why I only play Adult League and I'm not in the NHL. I didn't. Yeah.
That's why I like watch you guys just wave. Favorite quote of all time?
Favorite quote of all time? Oh, that's a good one. There's so many quotes out there. I think just something that my dad told me when I was a little kid that, you know, you can't really control, you know, what happens or what kind of skill you're given or the opportunity that you're put in. But no matter what happens, don't be outworked.
Yeah.
Which goes right along with the Blue Jackets mantra, you know, never outworked.
Right.
Yeah, that's when my dad's like, hey, oh, that guy's sleeping, you're working. I'm like, all right, are you a sports car, SUV, truck, or motorcycle guy?
That's actually a good question because right now I'm currently looking for a car and I have no idea what to get.
Oh.
So it's kind of on hold. So
go shopping with Joey. He knows where the good cars are at, right?
Yeah. I say, didn't he win one last year at like the All-Star game or something? Can he loan you a car for now?
Yeah, honestly.
No, if you see his real wheels, yeah, you kind of want to borrow that. Celebrity crush. What is your celebrity crush
right now?
Yeah.
This is an interesting one, too, because the one player we had on this team that was the most adamant about making it known was Colton Gillies. He always talked about how infatuated he was with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, I think Kylie Jenner for sure.
Oh, really? All right, yeah. But, I mean, you have to be a rapper to get, like, with that. So
yeah,
do you have rhyming skills?
Yeah, pardon?
Do you have rhyming skills? I mean, can you rap?
No, not really.
You're going to have to get up with some of the other guys. Yeah. I mean, we've seen the musical talent spread throughout. So
it's like, yeah, I can't rhyme, so I'm not going to.
It's going to be on the Blue Jackets EP. Kirby Reichel comes out with his first rap track.
How's your cat, Templeton?
He's good. He's good. I actually miss him right now. I'm kind of excited to get back home for the holidays and see him for a couple days.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah. Because you and Hartsey are like kind of like the only cat people on the team right now.
Yeah, so did you
like
get a chance to catch the this or that video when the players responded to cats or dogs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of your teammates there were very adamant that cats sucked.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's pretty funny.
So you guys have a special bond then because you're the only cat lovers on the team.
I guess so.
Well, we always do this with all the players. We just kind of ask you some dumb, fun questions. I don't know if they're dumb, but they're fun.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool.
Yeah, but how was it? One of the questions I had for you was, how was it growing up in an NHL family? Because your dad played for the Colorado Avalanche when they won the championship in 06. Man, that tells me how old I am. 96. And so, like, how was it, like, growing up around all those players and just, like, being, like, the Joe Sakics, the Forsbergs, the Waz, you know, and then playing also in, like, you play in L.A. You play with, the Gretzky guy. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's absolutely cool for sure. You know, you get to be around the game at such a young age, and, you know, you kind of fall in love with it. And, having him there that you can ask questions to, pretty much any hour of the day is huge and beneficial. I mean, he's been through it all, and, you know, he's been around a lot of stuff, and he knows the ins and outs kind of the game, so it's obviously great to lean on, especially early in your career.
Yeah. Did you get the, like, when you were a kid, did you get to go skating with any of the players that, like, you really idolized besides your dad?
I definitely go on after practice and shoot around, but I was kind of young at that age, so I don't really remember too much.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of wonder, because it's like you always wanted to have that cool story, like, oh yeah, me and Gretzky, we shot in the backyard one time. I'm like, what? No.
Yeah.
Speaking of your dad, though, I mean, granted, this is a couple of years removed, but was that an awkward, like, first family get-together after you got traded away back in juniors?
It wasn't too bad. I kind of seen it coming, being my last year. And
they wanted to get something out of you before you left?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of seen the writing on the wall.
I mean, but granted, you guys went far. You guys just barely missed the Memorial Cup. So
yeah, it was a good move for sure. It was nice to, get out and see a new city and meet a lot of guys that, I'll have bonds with for the rest of my life.
Now, am I correct? You played with Andrew Castle's son, right? Is that correct?
No, I never did.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of another player.
Boone, I think.
That's right. Yeah. Yep, that's right. I think Oshawa Generals, and I get the OHL all mixed up.
Right,
so.
Right.
But, yeah, thanks for coming on. I mean, we appreciate the Kirby Reichel coming on. I hope you stick with the team because we really enjoy watching you play right now.
Just one last question. I did have somebody on we put out on Twitter, give somebody a chance to ask a question. April here asked, what surprised you the most about playing at the NHL level?
I don't know. That's kind of got me by shock a little bit. I don't know how to answer that. I mean, I think everything's just a bit different, and you know, the arenas are obviously bigger, the fans are better, and you know, it's obviously a lot faster, you know, than the American League or Junior. And, you know, it's the highest level of hockey in the world. So, you know, I think just how much fun you have, and once you get the you know nerves out of the way, how fun it is to be up here, and you know, hopefully I can stay here for a long time.
Absolutely. And one last one. We're going to put you on the spot here. Other than your Monsters teammates that have been called up, like Josh, who's your favorite guy to play alongside with on the Blue Jackets? Or who's like your bud out here on the main roster?
My buddy, probably Boone. I've known him and played against him for a long time. We actually used to be you know, enemies a little bit you know, growing up, but now we've turned into pretty good friends.
It's nice how that works out, isn't it?
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Well, hey, thanks again for being on the podcast with us. Yeah, guys, Kirby Reichel, make sure you check him out. I don't know how to pronounce it. Is it just K Reichs? Is that what you say? Yeah. Follow him on Twitter. It's at K Reichs, R-Y-C-H-S. And you can also follow his cat on Twitter, at Templeton J. Make sure you give him a follow. It's always some interesting tweets out of there. But, yeah, thanks again for coming on, and we'll be right back here on the Fifth Line Podcast.
Welcome back to the Fifth Line Podcast. We just got done talking to number 21, Kirby Reichel, for your Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yeah, I hope you guys got a little better insight into the life of Kirby with some of those hard-hitting questions from Matt Pfeffer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to tell you this. He has a pretty good poker face. So, you know, I couldn't get a read on him, but that's a good thing for a hockey player. You don't want him to know your emotions. You're just like,
I'm sure guys like Michael Chaputo are going to be happy to hear that. If there's a zombie apocalypse, Kirby Reichel's got their back.
Exactly. Friendship.
Although if it comes down, I think, between the cat or Shapu, sorry, Shapu, but you're getting the boot. He's going to take his cat all day, every day.
I think Templeton might be he might have a mean streak.
I mean, I'd take the cat. I mean, I've been around some mean cats, and they they are pretty vicious. So.
But, yeah, we just got done with the Yuengling celebrity bartending. I'm not sure how much money was raised, but
it was quite a bit. But Ryan Murray, yeah, he ran away, scored the hat trick tonight. All of his items that went up for bid brought them the most money.
I'm gonna tell you this. By the sound of Mike Todd's voice, we raised a lot of money.
I know. I think what the sum in tips alone was somewhere around $700-$800. I think.
Yeah, and then jerseys went for $400-$500 a piece, almost. So. I mean, kudos to the people here in Dublin. They're better than me. I'd be tapped out at $20. So,
digging into the life savings to get some bids out here.
I know, right? But you know what? Yogi's was packed tonight. Everything looked looked great. I mean, they did a really good setup here, and I mean, it was a good turnout.
Yes, thank you to the Blue Jackets for continuing this celebrity bartending tradition and for delivering a delicious Yuengling lager here.
I'm team sober tonight. I can't do anything like that. I had a weekend. That's all I got to say about that. I had a weekend. But anyway, we got some games coming up.
Yes, we do.
New Jersey is on Wednesday.
Pittsburgh on Friday. Ooh. Which hopefully that means we can go 2 in a row against our divisional rivals here.
Pittsburgh at home, so you guys don't have any excuses. Do not be with family on Friday. It's not necessary.
It might be unrealistic to say I don't want to hear "Let's go Pens" in the arena, but when I do hear that, I want to hear CBJ over top of it.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you this. During the last game we had at Nationwide, which was the San Jose Sharks, we got the CBJ chant
Loud. Going quite a bit, actually. Yeah, it was loud. It was quite loud in there, and it wasn't even a full house. So if a less than full capacity crowd there can be that loud, then I can only imagine what getting a couple more people in there could be
right.
like.
Right, and so I need you guys out in full force on Friday because the Pens are coming in town. Now I'm going to tell you this. They are a randy bunch. Can I use the word randy? Is that
sure. I've never heard of it. It must be an old person thing.
Oh, hey, listen, let me pop up my AARP card, and I'll show you what Randy means, okay? Anyway.
We can talk about it over brunch when you pay for it tomorrow with your Buckeye card.
Hey, are we going to the smorgasbord or are we going to Waffle House?
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, we got some games coming up. And then the next night, they turn around and go over, am I correct, to St. Louis?
I believe that is correct. I just had it up here, and I've –
We have short memories.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we play Wednesday night at New Jersey, Friday home against Pittsburgh, and then St. Louis at 8 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, so busy Thanksgiving for our Blue Jackets.
Those will be the last three games of the month of November.
Yeah.
And then on to December, and hopefully a wonderful month December could be.
12-0-1.
It'd be nice to have an entire month's worth of Christmas from the Blue Jackets.
Hey, it's going to be great. That's all I got to say. I paused there because – I could only imagine that place just ruckus. So anyway, we're here at
Yogi's on Dublin. Hard Road in Dublin. If you guys haven't been here before, come out. It's actually pretty nice little bar here.
I swear I have not been drinking. So if my words don't come out correctly, it's just me normally. So I apologize. Jordan, you are not missed. No, I'm just kidding. You're missed. He's currently doing American things. So
yeah, we actually got asked earlier on Twitter by DKM Hockey, our friends over there, about would we prefer to be at a political rally tonight. We just thought it was kind of funny because that's where Jordan is tonight. So we know where two-thirds of our answers lie and where the other third is.
Yeah. But anyway, appreciate you guys listening in. Appreciate all the fifth liners who have come out so far to the games.
Yep.
We will be sporadically allowing you to get wristbands at the first intermission Cannon tweet up. So we will be to keep locked to the CBJ Artillery, the Blue Jackets, and CBJ Nation.
Yep, and one other thing I want to throw out here. Kind of been doing this question thing, right, for prizes on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So start something new maybe, throwing out a keyword. Every podcast, you got to listen to hear this word. And then at some point on Twitter, we're going to ask you, what was that word?
NASCAR.
And you can win.
NASCAR.
Oh, my God. That could be the answer for every show.
NASCAR. Jeff
Gordon. You know
Gordon.
What? In honor of the fact that that Jeff Gordon
retired,
and we bring up NASCAR way more times on this podcast than ever needs to be brought up, which is one, would be way more than ever needs to be brought up. We'll make the keyword Jeff Gordon. So look out on Twitter sometime this week after the podcast come out. We will ask you guys what the keyword is, and there will be a prize involved. So stay tuned for that.
Basically, you have to listen to the whole podcast, and I'm not sorry for that.
Yeah, because at this point, if you've heard us now, you already know that you had to listen to the end. So it's not like we're going to tell you on Twitter to listen to the end of it.
Why would we tell you in the beginning? Because we want you to listen to us. That's exactly it, right?
Yep. Oh, and also another big thank you to Kirby Reichel for coming on the show. He's our second player personality now.
Third.
Oh, that's right. We had Jordan Leopold. Then we had Elvis Merzlikins in the off season. Now Kirby Reichel.
And we had players present while we were doing the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But we've only had three players. So we're still climbing the corporate ladder to get, like, more players on.
We're
so
working our way up from being those kids that they stand afar from and point and laugh at. We're almost in the cool kid. We're almost in the cool kid club. Almost.
I don't know who's laughing, but you know, hey.
Matt, everybody laughs at you.
You know what? That's fine. I can be the jester. That's fine. You know, as long as everybody's having fun and enjoying the wins, that's what's important.
Yeah, but great time here tonight at the CBJ bartending event. Make sure you guys stay tuned to the Blue Jackets social media accounts and stuff to find out when the next one is. It is a 21 and up event, but for everybody that is legal, this is quite a nice little gathering. Get a chance to talk with, get your beer served by the players and everything.
Not just that, we have B-Dubs viewing parties coming up. So
that we do. Next one is not until December the 10th in Zanesville, but make sure you put that on your calendar and plan ahead for a little road trip out to Zanesville.
We might be there.
We just might be there.
Yeah, with prizes.
Maybe. Who knows?
Who knows?
So but, hey, if it's more enticing to get you guys out there to come visit our beautiful faces and to eat some B-dubs, watch the Jackets, and win prizes, we strongly encourage.
We are beautiful people. We're not sure about Jordan, but we are beautiful people. So I'm just kidding. I love you, Jordan. You're my family. I have to love you. So anyway, that's it from Jogies here at Dublin.
Jogies.
It's a soft Y.
All right, so yeah, we will catch you guys with the next podcast, and or if you're at the arena, come by at the first intermission. See us down at the Cannon when we take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. But from Matt, myself, Jordan.
Keep the fifth one hot.
That's right.
All right, see you guys.
Go
Peace
Jackets.
Out.